I'm glad most of you brought your Bibles, because I want you to actually see what I'm talking about in the Scriptures. If you're listening to this message on CD, I urge you to open your Bible and follow along with us. Look up everything I say so you'll be convinced that I'm not exaggerating or making things up. Like I said, I know this message is controversial, but the controversy stems from the fact that so few people have heard it before. The fact that you haven't heard it doesn't mean it's wrong. It simply means that all of us have a long way to go as we study the Scriptures. I assure you that the accuracy of this message is not in doubt, and by the time we're finished tonight, you'll know that. In reality, what I'm going to share with you is the central message of the Scriptures. It's shocking to me that the name Yahweh has been stripped from the Bible. If what Yahweh said about His name had been tucked away in an obscure book in the bowels of a distant library, I could understand why most people would be ignorant about it, but it's not. It's all over the Bible you have in your hands, but it's been shrouded by titles that Yahweh never intended as substitutes for His holy name. And by the way, let me be very clear about this fact. This is Yahweh's message, not mine. And you've got to know that. I want to begin by discussing a name I'm certain everyone in this room is familiar with, Jehovah. In fact, you've probably been told that God's name is Jehovah, but that's not true. God's name is Yahweh. The name Jehovah was made up, that's right, it was made up to prevent Jewish people from accidentally saying the name Yahweh. And I need to give you some background information so you can understand what I'm talking about. Following the reign of Alexander the Great, his empire was divided into four kingdoms, and eventually Antiochus Epiphanes became king of the Syrian Empire, which was one of those kingdoms, and it included the land of Israel. Sometimes Antiochus is called Antiochus. He was a Seleucid, and sometimes his kingdom is called the Seleucid Empire. Tonight I'll refer to him as Antiochus, and to his kingdom as the Syrian Empire. In the mid-2nd century B.C., Antiochus attempted to Hellenize the Jewish people. Hellenization simply means adopting Greek customs, rituals, culture, and religion. I wish I could tell you that everyone in Israel was opposed to this, but that's not true. In fact, many of the upper-class Jews in Israel were strong supporters of Hellenization. Antiochus particularly wanted the Jews to worship Greek gods, but the religious Jews would have none of that. That made Antiochus so angry that he prohibited the practice of Judaism altogether. For example, he would kill a boy child if he had been circumcised because that signified Torah obedience, and then he would kill the boy's parents. He turned the temple of Yahweh into a house of prostitution. He sacrificed pigs on the altar, and he set up idols inside the temple. He did anything he could think of to profane the name of Yahweh and to wipe Judaism off the face of the planet. Eventually, Antiochus was defeated during the Hasmonean Revolt that was led by Judas Maccabee. The temple was cleansed, and the leading rabbis decided to take actions to prevent Jewish people from ever turning against Yahweh again. They ended up building a wall around the Torah. And by that I mean they forbade things Yahweh did not prohibit to prevent Jewish people from even coming close to breaking one of Yahweh's laws. One of the things they prohibited was the use of the name Yahweh. In the Torah, we are told not to blaspheme the name, not to use the name of God in vain, and not to profane His name. The rabbis figured they could prevent those things from happening if no one was allowed to say the name Yahweh, so they forbade its use. In effect, they redefined blasphemy so that it was simply saying God's name, and the punishment for committing blasphemy was a combination of stoning and being hung on a tree. The laws made up by the rabbis are called halakha, or Jewish religious law, and sometimes we refer to them as the traditions of the Jews. It's important for you to know that in Judaism, halakha has precedence over the word of Yahweh. In effect, the rabbis prohibited Jewish people from even saying the name Yahweh, and that is the only name we were told to declare to the world. Even more, They made saying God's name a capital offense, and eventually the Messiah was crucified for saying the name Yahweh. If you doubt this, turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 26, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Caiaphas asked Jesus a question, and after Jesus' response, he tore his robes and said, "He has blasphemed. What further need do we have of witnesses? Behold, you have now heard the blasphemy." At that time, the legal definition for blasphemy, according to Halakha, was saying God's name. What I'm getting at is this. The Messiah was actually crucified for committing blasphemy according to Halakha, which is Jewish religious law, or for simply saying Yahweh. We know that's the case, because that was the only definition of blasphemy in effect at that time. This should interest you too. Take a look at John 17:26. That's John chapter 17, verse 26. Speaking about his disciples, Jesus said, "I have made your name known to them." Do you understand what he meant? One of Jesus' missions on earth was to restore the use of the name Yahweh. In a moment, I'll prove to you beyond any shadow of a doubt that Peter and Paul, who were the two greatest evangelists who ever lived, fearlessly proclaimed that everyone who calls on the name of Yahweh will be saved. Make no mistake, this is a critical message and one that you can't afford to ignore. This is the point. In the mid-second century B.C., the rabbis forbade the use of the name Yahweh, and to this day most Jewish people will not say his name. The King James translators adopted this tradition in the 1600s when they did their work. They didn't use God's name in the scriptures even one time. Instead, they substituted the phrases "the Lord" and "the Lord God," where Yahweh's name belongs in the scriptures, and they identified those phrases as the place where the name Yahweh should be by using all capital letters and the words "Lord" and "God." The New American Standard Bible, the New International Version, and almost every other modern English Bible translation on the market today has committed the same grievous error. They have stripped God's name out of the Scriptures. I hope you see that this misguided tradition is wrong. And I want you to understand that we are just as guilty of committing an offense against God by stripping His name from the Scriptures as the rabbis were who forbade the use of His name. Now listen to this. Between the years 500 A.D. and 1000 A.D., vowel markings were introduced in the Hebrew language, and the vowel markings for the word Adonai were placed on the name Yahweh to prevent Jewish people from accidentally saying Yahweh. That produced a word with this sound in Hebrew, Yehovah. And the name Jehovah is the transliteration of that word. The name Jehovah was introduced by the King James translators when it was published in 1611. Like I said, most Christians have been taught that God's name is Jehovah, but that's simply not true. His name is Yahweh. And that's the only name we were told to declare the world. It's the only name in which we have salvation. By the time we're through, you're going to see this so clearly it's going to amaze you. And you're going to wonder, why didn't I see this before? The answer, you weren't told. You're going to be told tonight. And please remember, this is the central message in the Scriptures.